Coffee Town, also known as Long Ridge, can be traced back as far as 1778. The community is located in the Hickory section of Chesapeake, not too far from the Virginia-North Carolina line. It wasn't just the Cuffeys, but several families, the Civils, Browns, Suttons, Spences, Jones, and Whitehurst, who built a rich history here. And a few of their descendants were kind enough to share some of that rich history that has been passed down through generations.
My great-grandfather was born in this community in the 1700s.
Our family was free, all of our family, yes.
During Cuffee Town's origins, the Hampton Roads region was home to about half of Virginia's free Black population. In Norfolk County, which eventually became Chesapeake, the number of free Black people more than tripled over a 70-year time frame.
They farmed the land, and they raised like lima beans and black beans, and they dried it. They had their own fruit trees, their own poultry. Certain time that they would go and, you know, like slaughter the hogs.
Although the residents here were free, they did not escape threats like frequent visits by slave patrols looking for runaways.
They would come through here in the evenings, you know, in the night, and the people had to go out to the cemetery and hide. They would come through pretty often, yeah. But the people in this community, all of them got together, and they had a plan of surviving. They had some of everything here because they built the school, and they all came together to build the church. My grandfather, Holloway Smith, gave the property.
They named their church Gabriel Chapel AME Zion, which opened its doors in 1866. Cuffee Town holds several historic sites, including this cemetery, where 13 Black Civil War soldiers from this community, known as the Cuffee Town 13, were laid to rest.
My great-grandfather, his wife, on both sides, mom and dad, they're buried here. I'm currently a landowner here in the community. My ancestors owned farm and tended land here, and it's one of those things they saw then as being important, and it's important today.
Over the years, the number of original families who call Cuffee Town home has dwindled, but those who remain hold on to its rich history and eagerly share that history with the future generations to ensure that Cuffee Town takes its rightful place in the American history narrative. I'm Jordan Yowell.